Hare Krishna. So currently, we all are in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Kauravas have blown their conchal, Pandavas have blown their conchal, and we all have heard that. Heard what? Different names of the conchals of different personalities. But then when it comes to sound, we have not heard. But the sound of those conchals was heard by someone, some party. That discussion is going to start now from this verse onwards. So we're discussing 19th verse today. So the verse goes like this. Saghosho dhartarashtranam hridayani vyadarayat nabhascha prithivim chaiva tumulobhyanunadayan. Very beautiful. It says saghosho. Saghosho, that vibration. Which vibration? That vibration, where all the Pandavas, they were all blowing their conchals one after another after another. And if you remember the previous verse, there was one nice line. It said, Shankhan Dadmoho Prithak Prithak. So Dadmoho Shankham. So everyone blew their conchals one after another. You can imagine, one after another, series of conchals are blown. Now what will be the sound? So that sound, Saghosho. And how was this sound? Tumulo. That was tumultuous. The sound was tumultuous. And then this particular sound which was there, it was Abhaya Nunadayan. It was resounding everywhere. Where? Everywhere. It was resounding in the sky, Nabha. It was resounding on the earth, Prithvi. Nabhascha, Prithvimcha. It was resounding on both sky and earth. But then why are we discussing so much about the sound and this and that? Because this sound, which was so tumultuous, had some effect on the side of Kauravas. And that's what is mentioned here. Vyadarayat. Vyadarayat shattered. What? Shattered what? Hridayani. The hearts. This sound shattered the hearts of whom? Dhartarashtranam. It shattered the hearts of Dhritarashtra's sons, headed by Duryodhana. Now, nice analysis we can do here. Bhishma blew the conch shell. Duryodhana felt a lot of joy in the heart, isn't it? But then that conch shell and those bugles and trumpets and drums and other things that were sounded on the side of Kauravas, that did not have any effect on Pandava's side. We didn't read any such verse till now. But then, why in this particular case it is mentioned? So Prabhupada says this particular thing. When Bhishma and others on the side of Duryodhana blew their respective conch shells, there was no heartbreaking on the part of Pandavas. This is very clear. We never discussed this. No verses there as such. Such occurrences are not mentioned. But in this particular verse, it is mentioned that the hearts of sons of Dhritarashtra, Dhartarashtra, were shattered, Vyadarayat, by the sounds vibrated by the Pandavas. Now the question is, why this effect? Pandavas didn't feel any problem. They didn't have any problem when the conchals were blown from the side of Kauravas. But why Kauravas are facing this? Why they're feeling so fearful? That is mentioned here in the last line, and it says, this is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Lord Krishna. One who takes shelter of Supreme Lord has nothing to fear even in the midst of the greatest calamity. A very, very great, great learning that we're going to get today now from this particular line. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, 15th verse, he is giving some title, a big title to this entire world. He says, Mam upaityatu punar janma dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So he's giving this big title. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. He's calling this world as Dukkhalayam, a place full of misery, and Ashashvatam, a place which is temporary. Now, in this temporary place, this place of misery or suffering, at every step there is a calamity. Padam padam yatvipadam. At every step there is a calamity, at every step there is a danger. And people are always in anxiety because of the fear. What is the fear? Fear of losing our own possessions. Fear of losing our own loved ones, fear of losing the health, fear of losing the beauty, fear of losing one's own status and position. And I think we can connect with one word, job loss. Fear of all these things. Why are we fearing so much? Why are we in anxiety? Why is this fear getting us into anxiety? This fear is only because of one thing. Because we have taken shelter of temporary things and temporary people. Isn't it? We're completely dependent on various things around which are temporary. We're completely dependent on various people around who are themselves temporary. Who in this world is permanent? Right? This is one of the reasons. And we're always fearful. Oh, this thing will leave me very soon. Oh, this person will leave me very soon. But then, is our entire life made up of only temporary things? So does that mean that our entire life is going to be full of anxiety and full of fear all the time? There is one permanent aspect. There is one hope. That permanent aspect or that permanent personality in our life is Krishna. Krishna is there in our hearts. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. I'm there in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. I'm there in everyone's heart. If we just realize that there is one personality in our life and he's there all the time with us in every aspect of our life. See, there is no other person. If we properly analyze, you know, we have parents, we have, you know, spouse will be there, kids will be there, relatives will be there, friends will be there. But then they will not be there in every phase of life, isn't it? They'll be there for some time and later they'll not be there. There's an analogy of train that is given. So all these personalities in our life are like the passengers in a train. So now the train is moving. We are already seated in the train. And then at different stations, you know, people will get in. And they start, you know, sitting beside us. And when we start talking to them, there's a relationship that builds up. And it feels very nice. Oh, okay. Oh, you're from this place. Oh, okay. I'm from here. What about you? And, you know, the talk goes on. And that talk which happens for one day builds a good relationship. But then we cannot say that all of them are going to remain with us forever. The station comes, their destination comes, they'll get down. One after another, same thing with people around us and things around us. When the destination comes, they have to get down, right? But then this is one of the reason, or this is the main reason why we are always fearful. We are always fearful of people getting down from the train, things getting down from the train. But once we realize that, yes, there is one personality. There is one personality who is always with me in every phase of my life. He is there right from the start, from the source, and he's there till the destination. And again, from another source, he's always there with me. This one realization, if someone has, that person will become fearless, completely fearless. And we see this in Prahlad Maharaj's case. Prahlad Maharaj, no, he was not at all fearful. His own father, no, Hiranyakashipu, he was torturing him like anything. He was planning to kill him in various ways. But Prahlad was fearless. Why? Because he had realized one important thing. Krishna is there with me. If Krishna is there, if Hari is there, then why worry? Why one should worry, right? Prahlad Maharaj was busy chanting. He was chanting the holy names of the Lord. And he was completely dependent on the Lord, taking shelter of the Lord, and completely fearless. Right? So Bhagavad Gita teaches us this one very important thing, that if we want to become fearless, we have to take shelter of Krishna. We have to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And in this age of Kali Yuga, one can realize Krishna by only one way. There is no other way apart from this. And what is that way? Chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When someone chants the holy names of the Lord every single day, with time, by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of Sri Guru, the person will be able to realize that personality who is always with us. And once we realize that, the person becomes completely fearless. Look at this. Wonderful solutions for various practical problems of life given in Bhagavad Gita. Right? In fact, as we go verse by verse, we'll see so many things to learn and so many wonderful solutions. It gives really a great bliss in the heart, you know, when we learn all these things, isn't it? Anyways, so till now we have seen that these different personalities blew the conch shell and what happened on the side of Kauravas. But now the camera is going to get permanently fixed on two personalities. It's going to get fixed on Arjuna and Krishna, and we'll see what's happening there on the chariot. In the next verse, for the first time in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is going to speak to Krishna. Very, very interesting. So let's take up this verse tomorrow, verse number 20. Let's meet tomorrow. Hare Krishna.